Hello?
Oh.
Yeah, is this Jeff?
Yes, it is.
Jeff Johnson, correct?
Yes.
Hey, Jeff, this is Opie from Opie's Gold Heat and Air. And with that, every year I do something called Opie's Angels. And I believe a friend or an acquaintance, Gordon, had nominated you. You and your wife, Jeanette?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, Jeff, what it is, every year I give around the holidays, right, because my great employees and my great customers, I'm able to give somebody a hand up, not a handout, and just help them out through the holiday season, you know, and hopefully forever. Jeff, what Gordon wrote here was a little bit, there's been some challenges in your life, and also your wife is taking care of the grandchildren to help the children, you know, for daycare costs. And then they found out that you don't have heat in your home. Is that correct?
Well, we use electric heaters because our furnace is out right now.
Okay.
So, I mean, we just can't afford one right now.
Okay. You want to tell me a little bit what that's like, Jeff, and what happened?
Well, it's just not real warm in here. It's above freezing. It's not, you know, it's not freezing, but our electrical bill goes up a lot.
I bet it does.
But, you know, it is what it is. You know, we try to get along as good as we can. And we'll get one sooner or later is what we think, you know. But just right now, we don't have the money. It's just one of them deals. What do you do?
Well, yeah, I
you got to watch the grandbabies, and you know it's Christmas time, so really can't do it right now because we're looking for a car. Or just got two vehicles running, or one right now. So
it sounds
you know God will look out for us.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with you 100%, Jeff. What's it like bringing your grandbabies to the home and not being able to keep the home warm enough?
It makes you, well, they can't go into a couple rooms because they don't got no electric heaters in them rooms. So it doesn't seem like they mind too bad, but I'm sure it bothers us because, you know, they'd have a little more room to play and run around. So it's, you know, we try to keep it good and warm and make sure they got good clothes on and make sure they're all warm in the bed at night.
Okay.
We still have fun with them every time.
And your wife works full time, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And you do some stuff in the summertime, it sounds like?
Yeah. I was doing gutters in the summer, but I'm 60 and I'm getting a little too old to be climbing them big ladders.
Oh, I totally understand.
I'm trying to find another job.
Okay. And then you used to have a sister or somebody that lived with you a couple years back?
A sister-in-law.
Okay, sister-in-law. That's what it was. Yes, yes. Yeah. I'm just reading from the note that Gordon sent in to us. Well, Jeff, let me ask you this. If there is one thing you wanted for Christmas this year for you and your family, what would it be?
If I could give my wife one, it'd be a heater. But otherwise, I just want everybody to have a nice meal because we always have Thanksgiving and Christmas at our house and have everybody be thankful for what they got.
Okay, well, you know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, it is, you know, you get what God can give you and you go from there and just have to be thankful for everything you get.
I agree with you. Well, Jeff, this is where I get to give a hand up, right? I'm Opie. I own Opie's Gold Heat and Air. And we're going to give you that wish, okay? Us and our supplier, Don Stevens, are going to go ahead and give you that wish. And we're going to come out and take a look at your furnace, right? and measure it up, different things like that. And we're actually going to install a brand new high efficiency furnace for you for nothing.
No way.
Yeah, we are.
Where do you got this done?
What's that, Jeff?
Well, thank you so much. I said, thank you so much. And Gordy did this for us? Or how'd this go down?
Well, Gordy just referred you, right? He knew of my program, what we do, you know, Opie's Angels, right? And God is looking out for you. That's why I call it Opie's Angels.
You are an angel.
Well,
you guys are angels.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I can't take all the credit. You know, I have a wonderful staff, wonderful team members, and even more than that, I got great customers, right, that support us, and that makes it be able to go ahead and give you the things that you need. And I can tell you this, before Christmas, you will have a new furnace, so you guys can sit and go in every room. The grandkids can run around the whole house, and you guys will be warm while you're eating your meal.
Oh, man, I'm crying. I don't know what to say. Thank you so much, sir.
Now, just remember, Jeff, right? You know, at times you can be your own angel and help somebody out, give somebody a hand up.
Yeah, I try to, and we do quite often.
Yes.
I can't wait to tell my wife.
You know what? Merry Christmas.
What?
And I'll look forward to coming out meeting you guys, okay, and give you a big hug because you guys do a very good job and take care of them grandkids, and you guys enjoy your holidays and a nice new warm house, and we'll be there before Christmas to put it in, okay? Absolutely free.
Well, thank you very much, sir. I don't know what to say, but we'll definitely enjoy Christmas.
Yes. So. You're welcome, and you've said enough already. Just remember, when you get a chance, give somebody a hand up, okay?
I will, I promise.
All right, Jeff.
Hey, thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome very much. Hey, Jeff, is it all right?
Yeah?
Is it all right? We're not going to use, you know, your last name or anything else. Is it all right if we use this on the radio, too, to let other people know that we have this program and what we do for people?
That's fine. That's fine.
All right.
Well, I don't have no problem with that.
All right. Well, you can look forward to my office reaching out to you this week for sure, right? And somebody will probably be out there.
Okay.
Could even be this week to be put in. I don't know what the schedule is right now, but you will have a new furnace, brand new furnace installed before Christmas.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're
going to call my wife.
I hope you do. Hey, and tell her Merry Christmas too. Keep up the good work. Take care of them grandbabies.
You too. Merry Christmas to you and all the other angels. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You too.
Bye.
Yep.